speaking on this program is Brother Gary Cawley.
Our questioner this week says, will there be a rapture? Well, the answer, my friends, of course, doesn't come from the World Bible Society. It could not come from them because they haven't given us the correct answer. They've predicted a time, all right, but it is not in harmony with the Word of God at all. In fact, the Bible does not give us any type of a time at all. Mr. Wisenot's booklet is based on the fanciful interpretation of a supposed seven feast of Israel and a perversion of Daniel's 7 weeks that are given in Daniel 9, verses 24 through 25. Wisenot listed the seven feasts as follows. He said number one was the Passover, number two, unleavened bread, number three, first fruits, number four, Feast of Weeks, number five, Feast of Trumpets, number six, the Day of Atonement, and number seven, the Feast of Tabernacles. Now, at the outset of the book, 88 Reasons Why the Rapture Could Be in 1988, Mr. Wisenot gives 8 criteria for us to determine the truthfulness of his book. He wrote this book must agree with all 7 feasts of Israel. Now, his fanciful figuring is based on there being 7 feasts as listed above. So, as we think about these things, in comparing his list with the Bible, we see some discrepancies. For instance, though the Passover originally referred to the meal on the evening of the 14th day of Nisan, and the 7 days which followed were called the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the term Passover was also used to refer to the whole festival of unleavened bread. In Luke 22:1, the terms are used interchangeably. So now, Wisenot just has 6 feasts, but the Feast of Weeks and the Feast of Fruits are both references to the same feast, Pentecost. If you want to read Deuteronomy 16:16, Leviticus 23, verses 9 through 21, and Exodus 23:15, you will find that to be true. So now Mr. Wisenot's feasts are down to 5. Well, what does he do with his calculations? In the prophecy of Daniel 70 weeks, Wisenot teaches that the 70th week begins on September 21st, 1988. But Daniel gives the 70 weeks as beginning from the going down or going forth of the commandment to restore Jerusalem unto the Messiah. Well, this was a period of 483 years, each day representing a year according to Ezekiel 4:6. Now, Wisenot tells us the 69th week of Daniel ended the 6th of April, 30 A.D., at the closing of Jesus' tomb. The 70th week of Daniel, then, starts with the Day of Atonement, 1988, therefore, as he refers to it in 88 Reasons on page 8. But the end of the 69th week, my friends, brings us down to the beginning of the Messiah's earthly ministry. And so Daniel says, in the midst of the week, see the 70th week here? He, Christ, shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. He did that when he died on the cross. In the midst of the week would be 3.5 days. Our Lord's ministry was 3.5 years. And then the Messiah was cut off or crucified. Well, it's not too hard to understand then that this doesn't refer to the time now when the Lord might return, but rather to his coming to die on Calvary's tree. We're glad to discuss these things with you today. We're always happy when we can open the book divine, and we're glad that you enjoy that too.